Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Report released on Clinton email investigation. We've got the story.
One person dead after a fire at a group home in Arkansas City. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 100 for the high in Wichita. Could it get that hot again this afternoon? Our forecast is coming up.
Late Thursday afternoon, two men were shot and killed by police in downtown Kansas City. Police were sent to the report of a disturbance outside the Kansas City Convention Center. Two men were in an altercation when police arrived. One of the men had a gun. Officers say they were fired upon and returned fire, killing both men. An hour before that, in Kansas City's Northland, police were involved in a two-hour standoff with a woman armed with a sword. Officers shot and killed the woman. Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief Rick Smith says his officers faced tough choices.
And we don't get to make the choices that are presented to us when they happen. So today, we're confronted with two choices, independent of each other, and the officers did what they thought was necessary.
One person is dead after a large fire at a group home in Arkansas City. It happened yesterday afternoon at the Easter Seals Capper Foundation at North 6th Street and West Maple. A second victim was hospitalized but is expected to recover. There's no word on what caused the fire. The Easter Seals Capper Foundation assists children, teens, and adults with disabilities.
A former employee of the Wichita YMCA who is accused of sexually assaulting two young girls at the center will go to trial this summer. Caleb Gaston waived his preliminary hearing and pleaded not guilty Thursday. He's accused of sexually assaulting a 3-year-old girl and a 4-year-old girl in January. His trial is scheduled for July 23rd. The alleged assaults happened in the kid zone at the downtown YMCA branch.
After an investigation for a year and a half into the handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe, a new report says fired FBI Chief James Comey made a serious error in judgment.
In his 500-plus page report, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz says former FBI Director James Comey was insubordinate by making public statements about the Hillary Clinton email probe. Horowitz also says Comey broke with protocol on the probe, but Comey wasn't acting with political bias. President Trump has been saying that Comey and the Bureau were biased, while Democrats have blamed Clinton's election loss on Comey's decision to reopen the case, then close it again just before the election. Comey sending out a tweet about the report's release saying the conclusions are reasonable, even though I disagree with some. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Sedgwick County engineers have been studying traffic at 21st and 167th Street West for 2 months. Since Wichita police officer Stacy Woodson and his 10-year-old son died in a motorcycle crash at the intersection. Sedgwick County Commissioner David Dennis says the county wanted to find out if a four-way stop would be warranted. The study found that traffic did not meet the federal and state standards to warrant an upgrade.
We'll continue to monitor it. We'll continue to do studies like this periodically to see if something's needed. But until it does meet the warranty, we don't see that there's any necessity to change anything out there.
Dennis says the stop signs are already larger than required, and there's a flashing light on the signs to let traffic know to stop. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Home weekend for the Kansas City Royals as one of the top teams in baseball comes to Kauffman Stadium, and playoff action for the Wichita Force. We'll have previews coming up in sports.
An NFL star is speaking out about how his team handled the controversy surrounding the national anthem. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock here on a Friday morning. Are you prepared for any disaster that might impact your community? Sedgwick County Interim Director of Emergency Management Cody Charvat tells KNSS News.
If your emergency manager is very visible, that means something bad has gone on in your community or you're in the middle of a disaster. So what we try and do is, before the disaster, a lot of planning and preparation, helping folks to try and mitigate against the effect of disasters.
Cody Charvat is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
A National Football League star is speaking out about how his team handled the ongoing controversy surrounding the national anthem.
In an interview for the OWN Network, New England Patriots star Tom Brady was asked by Oprah Winfrey about the issues surrounding the national anthem that have caused controversy in the NFL.
I think there were a lot of really good, healthy conversations coming out of it in our locker room. You know, I think, like I said, the great part about sports are the relationships.
New England players ultimately chose to kneel during the anthem prior to their game in September against the Houston Texans following disparaging comments about NFL players who protest made by President Donald Trump during a rally. Brady, with some players, opted to stand and link arms in protest. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The brother of the confessed Florida high school shooter is now starting up his own anti-bullying campaign.
Zachary Cruz moved to Virginia following legal trouble after his older brother shot and killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida. But now the 18-year-old is starting a public service campaign he calls WIN, for We Isolate No One. The idea, the younger Cruz says, is to ensure people who are being bullied have resources to cope. The initiative will include a national 24-hour hotline for help. Cruz says he can make no apologies for his brother's crimes, but that his brother is not the only person who could act out violently from being bullied. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
That road construction over there on West Kellogg at I-235, especially eastbound, that could really start to get slow out there. And we got a stalled out vehicle in that area as well, so watch for slowdowns around that. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Little warm out there yesterday afternoon, wasn't it?
Oh, you know, just a little bit. We might have, you know, hit 100 degrees for the first time since July 26th of last year.
I know that.
It was hot.
What was the record? What's the record high for yesterday?
Good question. Now you've stumped me. I don't have that one off the top of my head.
102 set in 1953.
Okay, there. I knew we didn't break it. I knew that much, but I wasn't confident in the exact number.
Back in 53 when you were just a young person.
Hmm? Yes, exactly. I remember the good old days.
What do we got today? More of the same, you think?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I've got our high at 99 today. So, in other words, you know, we might as well break 100 as well.
Yeah.
We'll also keep with lots of sunshine. The winds are pretty gusty again today out of the south, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Thankfully, though, we'll still keep with pretty low humidity. So, the heat index isn't too unbearable.
Okay. So, what about tonight and then going into Saturday and Sunday? We got Father's Day coming up, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of folks are going to be heading out to the lake, you know, doing some fishing, maybe going golfing or something with Dad. And it'll be a good weekend for that, but it's still going to be pretty hot no matter how you look at it. We might drop a couple degrees each day, but you're still looking at 96 on Saturday and 94 for Father's Day on Sunday. Still with those strong winds and lots of sunshine, too.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, are you going to celebrate Father's Day?
As best I can from afar. My family's in Missouri, and I'll be working this weekend, so I won't really be able to make it home, but I'll give my dad a phone call. I know that much.
You know, that's probably all he's going to need is to cheer him up on Father's Day. You know what?
Yeah, exactly.
What part of Missouri are you from then?
Near Springfield, kind of between Springfield and Branson.
Oh, that's nice, huh?
Yeah. I had spent, you know, a lot of time down in Branson growing up. So it was good.
All right, very good. All right, thank you. That is the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. By the way, right now we've got a partly cloudy sky, 76 degrees and a south wind at 14 miles per hour. 7:12 now, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted. And something called the March for Our Lives bus tour begins today. And with us this morning is Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso. And Jeff, this is the kids down in Florida, is it not?
Yeah, so it's students from Florida, the Florida High School, where the gunman killed 17 back in February. They did a series of rallies back in March. And so they're going to begin a March for Our Lives tour, is what they've dubbed it, where students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, high schools here in Chicago, and others today will focus on gun control. They'll also be holding voter registration drives. So this group's demands, it's universal comprehensive background checks. It's bringing the ATF into the 21st century with digitized searchable databases, funding the CDC and research in terms of violence, epidemics in America as it pertains to gun violence, high capacity magazine ban, ban on weapons like AR-15s.
Now, Jeff, is there any indication there might be somebody else helping these kids out? That's pretty sophisticated, what you just mentioned there. As far as
like George Soros,
yeah, somebody like that.
There's been indications. I mean, they're certainly it's a very costly event. I mean, this is going to be a multi-city, multi-state, 60-day tour that these kids are doing, across the country. And in fact, they even plan on stopping in every congressional district in Florida. That costs money, so somebody's paying for it. I don't know where they're getting the money.
Well.
People have said that they are being funded by groups, anti-NRA type of groups. This march, this tour, it begins here in Chicago today. And by the way, a city where the toughest gun laws in the nation exist, and where they've produced 1,200 shootings, almost 200 killings so far this year. The latest last night, a 12-year-old girl shot dead on a street corner on Chicago's west side.
Yeah, over this last week, there was news coming out of New Jersey, where they have passed, about six new gun laws in New Jersey. I think they've got the strictest gun laws in America in New Jersey. But in Chicago, tough gun laws, but that doesn't seem to be exactly the answer to what's going on there.
Well, gun laws are meaningless unless you enforce existing laws.
Ah.
And that's been the argument of a lot of people, including the current police superintendent, who basically calls Chicago, for example, he calls the criminal justice system is a joke in a revolving door. And most of these killings, by the way, 99.9% of them, they're guns. They're illegal guns.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
These guys, these repeat felons get cracked with a gun on a Friday, and they're back out walking the streets on a Monday.
It's a little bit of the judicial system's kind of breaking down in Chicago then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, listen, Jeff, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso talking about the March for Our Lives bus tour beginning with a lot of high school kids around the country today. Today is Friday, June 15th, 2018. And we did have a 100-degree high yesterday, first time since July, as Katie was saying a minute ago. On this date, in 1992, the start of a two-day outbreak of 123 tornadoes, 58 struck on the 15th and 65 on the 16th.
Ooh.
Four of the tornadoes were violent, among them the two that struck Beloit and McPherson here in Kansas on the 15th. The F4 that struck Beloit had a track only 3 miles long, while the F4 that struck McPherson had a track 6 miles long.
F4.
So these are not, they didn't stay down. They kind of came down and then went back up. In all of the tornadoes that those 2 days, $242 million in damage.
Whew.
And at the time, it was the third largest tornado outbreak on record spanning a two-day period. That was on this date and the 16th in 1992.
Mid-June.
All right, 7:17 now. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. It's time for sports with Ted Woodward. Wingnuts in action yesterday and last night. The Royals took a day off, huh, Ted?
Yeah, Royals took a day off in the middle of a long homestand. They're back at it this weekend, hosting the first place defending World Series champion Houston Astros, coming to Kauffman Stadium red hot on an 8-game winning streak. Take on the Royals, who are the worst home team in Major League Baseball. The Royals have only won 10 home games all season long. Royals hosting the Astros tonight, tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon. All those games are live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Wichita Wingnuts on the road in Cleburne last night, going for a 4-game sweep. Wichita had an early 3-0 lead, but could not hold on. Railroaders won that game 11-5. No sweep for the Wingnuts, snapping their 4-game winning streak. With the loss, Wichita drops back into fourth place in the division. Wichita visiting the bottom team in the league, the Texas Airhogs, this weekend. The team that has lost 20 of its 25 games so far this season.
Wow.
Three-game series for the Wingnuts in Grand Prairie for the weekend. Indoor football, the conference semifinals as the playoffs get underway for the Wichita Force. Visiting the top team in the league, the Duke City Gladiators in Albuquerque tomorrow night. In the opening round of the playoffs, Sean Boston will have live coverage of Force football beginning at 6:45 tomorrow night. And you can listen to it live right here on your home for Force football, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Major League Baseball action yesterday. Another win for the first place Arizona Diamondbacks in Phoenix as they knock off the New York Mets 6-3. Starting left fielder for the D-backs, former Wichita Wingnuts outfielder David Peralta hit two home runs yesterday, giving him 14 on the season as the Diamondbacks got that win over the Mets. Good week for the D-backs. They have won six of their last seven, cruising on in first place. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Sam Hilliard. He is in Double-A with the Colorado Rockies. He was on base a couple of times yesterday. Hilliard's got a 368 on base percentage this season, former Shocker in Double-A with the Rockies. In men's golf, the 118th version of the U.S. Open got underway yesterday on Long Island at Shinnecock Hills. Four co-leaders after the first round, only at one under par. They were the only four guys that got under par yesterday. Among them, Scott Piercy, who won the Wichita Open a decade ago, and another Wichita Open alum, Russell Henley, is among the co-leaders at one under par. Here's Henley.
I didn't watch much of it. When I got here, I saw a couple guys hit some shots and looked like they were a few over par. And I knew it was going to be difficult. But with my ball flight, with my driver, I felt confident and to get around the course. And my game plan is to hit greens on the fast side of the green. So that didn't really change much.
Dustin Johnson, Ian Poulter, the other two co-leaders. There are 55 Wichita Open alums in the field this year at the U.S. Open.
Says something about that
among
golf
the 156
tournament
golfers.
That we have here in town, doesn't it? Yeah.
You'll see a lot of guys coming through here. Speaking of which, the Wichita Open is next week here in
Great
Wichita.
Golf.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So make sure you go on out and see that. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. Coming up in September, Lynyrd Skynyrd will be in concert in Wichita. Joined by the Marshall Tucker Band, Lynyrd Skynyrd Farewell Tour. Last tour ever for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
All right.
Intrust Bank Arena, September 29th. Those tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. However, I'm going to give away a pair of tickets right now, even before they go on sale.
You are?
To a lucky listener.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? How about caller number four for a pair of tickets to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd September 29th at Intrust Bank Arena. Caller number four, call me now at 869-1330.
All right, 7:21 now with Steve. Hey, keep it here for the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. A gathering of liberals trying to out-left one another. That's coming up, Steve, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.